You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Revelation, chapter 5, verse 1 to 5. And I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a scroll written inside and on the back, sealed with 7 seals. Then I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the scroll and loose its seals?" And no one in heaven or on the earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or look at it. So I wept much, because no one was found worthy to open and read the scroll or to look at it. But one of the elders said to me, "Do not weep. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the scroll and to loose its 7 seals. This is the account of John in the book of Revelation chapter 5, where God was holding out a scroll and a question was being asked, a search was being made: who is worthy to open the scroll? Now, it's always quite interesting that even though Jesus is the only person that was worthy, Jesus did not present himself. He allowed a search to be made, because the reason why the scripture says that there was no one is because there was a search and they could not find anyone. Yet, the person who is worthy was standing there waiting, probably if they find somebody who is worthy. That speaks so much about the humility of our Lord Jesus Christ. But brethren, I want you to note very strongly that only Jesus Christ is worthy. When that search began, Paul was not worthy. They checked through all the 12 apostles. None of them were worthy. They went back as far as Adam, Noah, Abraham, Moses, Samuel, Joseph, Gideon. None of them was worthy. They came to our contemporary times. Those who are dead, those who are living. Did you know your preacher was checked? He was not worthy. Did you know I was checked? I was also not worthy. Nobody was worthy except Jesus Christ. We must keep this in mind, brethren. Because, you know, sometimes men behave as if they are worthy. Soon some preachers behave as if they are worthy. We are not worthy. That's why God had to include us in Christ. He had to hide us literally in Christ, so that when he looks at you, he doesn't see you. He only sees Jesus Christ. The only thing that has made us worthy is Jesus. It is on account of Jesus that we are worthy. On our own account, nobody is worthy. None of us is worthy. Only Jesus is worthy. Be careful of worshiping men. It is a terrible sin. Idolizing men, making God out of men, it's a terrible sin. Nobody is worthy. Only Jesus Christ is worthy. And only Jesus Christ must remain worthy of our praise, of our thanksgiving. The Christian life must be about Jesus. Our life, our church, everything must be about Jesus, because only Jesus is worthy. There is no man that is worthy. Zechariah kept the commandment of the Lord, but when they checked him, he was not worthy. Stephen was a great man of God. He was being stoned to death, and he could still say to those who were stoning him, he could still say to God, "Lay not this charge against them." But when they checked Stephen, he was still not found worthy. Brethren, we must only honor Jesus. And Jesus must be the only one that must be magnified in the assembly of the saints. Our life must lift up Jesus, not a preacher, not any person. Only Jesus Christ must be worthy. You know, when we meet, our gathering must be unto the Lord. The Bible says, "Where two or more are gathered in his name." We are not gathered in the name of a man. We are not gathered for miracle. Many people are gathering today for miracle. They are not gathering in the name of Jesus. They are not gathering unto Jesus. They have gathered unto a man for miracle. And that's why men are faking miracles in order to prove themselves. They think that once you can do miracle, then you have proven yourselves. Brethren, only Jesus is worthy. We must magnify only Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.